Plus,
let me get the medic to the beach, please.
Someone has a serious medical emergency.
I am going on 9 days of no pooping.
If we still haven't had movement, sunrise tomorrow morning, I'll have to deliver it almost like a poo baby.
It's a poop baby. Like, how do you get that out?
Just remember, it's not your poop baby. It's our poop baby.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing. One, two, three, four.
The answer to that question is with a tongue depressor, maybe a pencil, depending on how do you work it out, you know.
And after so long.
That's Bachelor in Paradise.
There's no paradise.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's like nothing but skin and bones to begin with. I don't know if she's a marathon runner or something like that. And they, we've talked about this before, about those who go a long time without. And then we had people saying, I go once a week. Remember this? We had this conversation. We put this up on our Facebook page or something.
And that's their normal.
I mean, if your body uses everything, right, then...
Yeah.
Although they said in this... the story continued past the sound clip, and it said that they ended up removing about 16 inches worth of...
Oh, my God.
Compacted, or not necessarily even compacted, but... Your body doesn't start the process of moving, and it just starts to mount up like trains in a tunnel.
Mm.
Track is broken. Trains in the tunnel start to stack up behind it. Well, yeah.
If you've ever had a toddler and they've ever been backed up, you get to the point where you're like, you're afraid you're going to have to take them have it removed.
You do if they go long enough. You actually do.
I know.
We had a child
We
had a child that had to go to the doctor because they hadn't gone in 3 or 4 days. We're like, oh. And then we had a dog that did the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
About the same time. It was funny enough.
And
know.
As an adult, if you go so long and you know it's in there and you start, then you're like, I don't want to go. Because it's going to be hard. It's going to be...
Nobody says after a few days of not going that they don't want to go.
No, I mean, like, several days. I mean, I've known people who are like, I don't want to go. Because you know it's going to be big and hard and, you know, not easily passed. And then you get to where I'm not going.
Off to a rousing start this morning. Good morning, welcome.
Well, you're
to
the
five.
One that brought it up.
Well, you go a little further, as always. But good morning, welcome. 5:59. I always want to go, no matter what.
No, I want to get it out, too, but there are people...
Well, I've never had it so bad that I literally had, like, reservations.
No, no, I'm very regular. It's not me. I don't have that issue.
I didn't say you did.
Hopefully I don't later in life.
Maybe you're talking it into existence.
Oh, gosh, I hope not.
6 o'clock on the dot on this Tuesday morning as we're all just a little fired up today. 77 for the high today. 77 for the high on Wednesday. 80 for Thursday. 80... For Friday, Saturday.
Break out those fall t-shirts.
Saturday, 81 degrees. It's got a little UT helmet on. Saturday, as we take on. Oh, this is Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Kentucky. I'm not real confident. Not real confident.
You know, Kentucky used to be the, Kentucky.
No, you haven't been paying attention the last few years.
No, I said used to be.
Well, when you mean used to be, you mean like 10 years ago or more?
Yeah.
So yeah, 80 again on Sunday, 80 again on Monday, finally falls back into a little bit more. Halloween, 71 for the high. So you
no
don't have
parkas
to,
on
no
the
No parkas on top of Superman. So like I have many a picture back in the day. What was my costume? Well, I don't know. I had a parka on.
So you just guessed that it's Superman?
Well, the red cape at the bottom and the and the blue and the red booties somehow gave it away. 601, we'll be back. We got a lot to do today and a whole lot to talk about. Love to hear from you. 865-656-7827. Hey, it's 608 on Starwater 2.1 with the Mark and Kim Show, powered by the Uten Law Firm, bringing you Trick or Treat Trail coming up on Sunday, the 29th, 1 to 4 p.m. Rain or shine event, main event entertainment. Looking at it, doesn't look like there's any rain to worry about. Right? Sunday?
Doesn't seem to be.
No, it's going
to
be fine. See you out there. Costume contest, 1-2. Trick or treat trail from 2 to 4. Lots and lots of candy. We'll get into some morning digicies. Another yes man nugget was dropped on us yesterday. We'll have to share with. Don't, Abby. You do it. You do it to yourself. We'll be back coming up next on the Mark and Kim Show. Miley on Starwater 2.1. You got the Mark and Kim Show 11 minutes after 6 o'clock on this Tuesday morning, 24th day of October, 2023. Have you seen Paris Hilton gave birth to Megamind?
Mm. You know,
what?
But people are mean talking about his head.
Okay, excuse me, from the world of, oh yes, there are ugly babies.
There are ugly babies, but I don't talk about their heads. I just mean overall.
Hold on, Adam Splitter. Are you telling me that when you call babies ugly, because there's no such thing?
Yes, there are.
Then why are you taking? Why would you take people out for saying he's got a very large head?
They're saying it the way I'm understanding it is like there's something wrong with him, and there's
nothing
wrong
with
him. Well,
when you say a baby's ugly, what are you saying?
I'm just saying they're ugly. They can outgrow that.
You can't grow into your head.
Well, you can. Yeah.
Okay, well that's the claim here, is that this kid will eventually grow into his head. But I just want to say, how in the world did she give birth to this?
She didn't.
Huh?
She didn't.
Oh.
Someone else did.
Ah. Is it a surrogate? What was the situation?
What I understand, it was like she had a baby all of a sudden. So she was one of those that had, I believe it was a surrogate situation.
Money? Well, she's one of those that has money?
Well,
a lot of times, a lot of money will facilitate a rapid adoption, especially of a Caucasian child.
Yes.
Okay.
But I don't know if it was an I don't know the exact situation, but I think it was a surrogate.
It was.
All right. Oh, you know?
Yeah, I just looked it up.
Oh, well, that has something to do with it, I'm sure. And there's a TikTok video. It's just loaded with profanity, so I can't necessarily play it. But it's hysterical as this woman is defending against all the haters and bulliers of Paris Hilton's large-headed baby. Mm. You know, Megamind. And she's just saying that her son has a big brain, which is not necessarily true.
No.
But there's something called the lollipop baby. Big head, little body. Mm-hmm. My son is the same way, and he's cute. Leave her alone. A nurse is saying that he might have water on the brain, that this is some sort of a collection of fluid has expanded the top of his head. And I have to say, the baby's sitting on her lap, which is close, so he's much closer to the camera than she is.
Mm-hmm.
And their heads are the same size. It's a large-headed baby.
He does have a large head.
Yes.
He does.
Okay.
Some babies have large heads.
So somebody had to give birth to this baby, whether it was Paris Hilton or not.
That's true. That is true.
Oh, hello. Welcome to the world, son.
We don't know if it was a C-section or what.
You certainly hope.
No. He does have a large head.
Yeah. People, you know, so if it's your go find it for yourself viral video of the day, Steph with the Deets on TikTok is just profanely defending Paris Hilton's, as you like to call them, ugly babies.
He's not ugly. He's cute.
He's cute. He's cute if Megamind is cute, the character played in that cartoon.
I didn't
think
Megamind was ugly.
Okay. Had you thought about Megamind's attractiveness? Had you said, oh, well, that's a good-looking fellow with a really big head?
Well.
I mean, you know, hold on. Hid. Is the View. We're not watching The View, no. Is the feud today on the Mark and Kim Show on Starwater 2.1. Your chance to win tickets to Dead Man's Farm, Haunted Attraction, Corn Maze, 7:20 this morning.
A new reality show trailer has hit, and I'm feeling some kind of way about it.
What does that even mean when somebody says, I'm feeling some kind of way about it?
Well, you know.
I guess we'll find out next, everybody, on, you know, this one. Bad Idea Right from Olivia Rodrigo on Starwater 2.1. Good morning. Welcome to the Mark and Kim Show, where it's going to be about 80 today, 80 tomorrow, 80 again on Thursday, 80 again on Friday into Saturday. When you're out trick-or-treating on Tuesday, that high will be 71, so it'll be 71 when you're out trick-or-treating. And we are trick-or-treating on Tuesday, right? Not we personally, but neighborhoods, right? They're not pushing it back to Saturday or something like that, are they?
Tuesday's Halloween.
Okay, I know, but sometimes a neighborhood, like if it's a Monday, they'll make it a Saturday. If it's a Thursday, sometimes they'll wait till Friday. No?
Not that I've heard.
Okay.
So I feel like we've been hearing about this forever. Netflix has dropped the first trailer for Squid Game, The Challenge, which is the reality series of the real game, where people go.
Well, it wasn't a real game. It was a TV series.
But it's real people playing for a $4.56 million reward.
Right, but the TV show is a show. They've made a real show out of it, but nobody dies and nobody's injured.
No, but I mean when I was watching the trailer, and I was gonna play the sound, but it's like you can't really get anything out of it. When I was watching the trailer, there's so much video in it. It's like somebody says this is a real challenge, and then there's like
nobody
all
this
video.
Dies. Nobody's injured, and then really truly nobody's in peril. There's no peril, then there's no Squid Game. It's a different thing. It looks like Squid Game.
I thought I was watching it for like the next series of the Squid Game, the show. because I thought, they've put the wrong trailer in here. They mean this is the show. And I kept going back
had
and I kept reading the video.
Have you forgotten there's
going
to be a reality show based
no,
on
No, I hadn't because I went to the video and the trailer to see the reality show. But I thought, oh, they've put the show up there, the TV show, the next installment of it, because it looks so much like the TV show. And then I'm like, okay, it looks exactly the same. I mean, there's the same jumpsuits. There's the same everything. And I'm like, what's the difference here? Except people don't die. And so
the difference is that was, you know, hold on. You do realize that Squid Game was a TV series.
No, I understand.
Not a real game.
I understand
this is that. This is a game show that just, hey, guess what they can do? They can build the same sets they built for the TV show.
I understand that.
That's all that is. So
I understand
what's confusing to you?
Well, it just looks so much like it that I'm like, okay. And so it's almost like, no, listen, when you're watching
listening. Don't tell me to listen.
When you're watching it, it's like, okay, you expect somebody to die because it's so much like it, you know?
No.
And I'm like, so how are they eliminated? I mean, if you lose, they've got got the doll there with the
same way you're eliminated before you get to the Super Bowl. You lose.
Yeah. But when you lose, what happens to you? I mean,
you leave the show.
Are we sure about that? Do they not take them to a back room and shoot them or something? I mean, seriously, this
are
looks
you, are
so
you,
real.
Are you, okay.
No, I mean, it did.
She did come in this morning and say, it was either hair or makeup this morning. I chose makeup, so maybe you should have done.
I've got the wild hair going
maybe
on.
Maybe you should have done your hair.
Because in the trailer, it's like Kim, one person goes, this is a savage game.
It's a show just like Survivor, where somebody survives. There will be alliances. They're just different games in the setting of a TV show that became very popular. Please don't boggle your mind over this.
But they
one.
Are talking about how, and I'm thinking as much
talk
as
about how what?
As much as they've put people through in some of these other games, they're talking about how it's the cruelest, most savage game
or
things that they've ever been through. And I know
say
they
that
talk about that in all these trailers, but I am curious. I guess my question is, will you be watching it? Because I'm going to be watching it.
I could barely
see what
get through the actual
through.
Squid Game TV
you
show.
Like
yeah,
it?
I didn't like it.
It was
it
horrible.
Did you not?
The acting is the worst thing you've ever seen in life.
The acting is awful.
So I'm a fan of good acting. There was horrible acting in that. It was tough to get through, but it was a cultural phenomenon.
Yes.
And for the sake of the fact that I work in cultural phenomenons, I had to watch it. So yes, it was horrible. I won't probably not watch a reality show, as I've not watched Survivor in at least 15 years, and it's effectively the same thing. So don't be boggled. They can easily build the same sets. Nobody dies.
They sucked me in though. I'll be watching it just to see what it is.
Start with a 2.1 Knoxville's number one hit music station. 6:46, just after 7. Going to play a round of Normal or Nope. New little game we have here on the morning show. And one of those will involve the Yes Man. Is it normal or is it a big fat nope? John Cook and Jack Harlow on Starwood 2.1 at 7:50. Both in the Gen Z generation, correct? If I'm not mistaken? I believe so. Sometimes you don't need an introduction. Sometimes you don't need commentary. Let me just play the rant of a 22-year-old woman just starting out in the working world.
I know I'm probably just being so dramatic and annoying, but this is my first job, like my first 9-to-5 job after college, and I'm in person, and I'm commuting in the city, and it takes me forever to get there. There's no way I'm going to be able to afford living in the city right now, so that's off the table. Like, duh! If I was able to walk to work, it'd be fine, but I'm not. So it literally takes me, like, I leave here, like, I get on the train at 7:30, and I don't get home till, like, 6:15 earliest, and then, like, I don't have time to do anything. I want to shower, eat my dinner, and go to sleep. I don't have time or energy to cook my dinner either. Like, I don't have energy to work out. Like, that's out the window. Like, I'm so upset. Oh my God. Nothing to do with my job at all, but just like the 9-to-5 schedule in general is crazy.
Really?
Being in the office 9-to-5, like if it was remote, you get off at 5 and you're home and everything's fine.
Oh,
but
are
like,
you?
I'm not home. It takes me long to get home, and like people that drive to the office, like you don't get off at 5, and I know it could be worse. I know I could be working longer, but like, I literally get off, it's pitch black. Like, I don't have energy. How do you have friends? Like, how do you have time to like meet like a guy? I don't know. Like, how do you have time for like dating? Like, I don't have time for anything, and I'm like so stressed out, and I'm also getting my period, so that's why I'm all emotional. But like,
yeah, that's why.
Am I so dramatic? It's fine.
I mean, what else do you need to say, right? Wow, the 9-to-5. On the train by 7:30. You know, life.
Good heavens.
Well, that's extreme, Kim. Are you sure you want to get that out there? You want to get a good grief while you're at it? Oh, my word. Oh, my stars.
You know, this is what growing up is about.
Mm. 7:06 on Star 102.1 with the Mark and Kim Show, powered by the Uten Law Firm on this Tuesday morning, October 24th, 2023. Big date in history. Normal or nope? Normal or nope? And we'll let Kim pick. We can either start with the one about me, or we can start with the one about Yes Man, Tyler Gann.
Uh-huh.
She'll pick it after after Tate McRae now. All right, Tate McRae and Greedy at 7:09 on Star 102.1 with the Mark and Kim Show. Just moments away from Her versus Him, Mark versus Kim. Tickets to Dead Man's Farm, Haunted Attraction, and Corn Maze. Normal or nope, Kim? You get to pick either Tyler's normal or nope, or my normal or nope.
Are we going to have to fit them both in this segment before the game?
No.
Okay, let's go with Tyler's.
All right. Is it normal for a 31-year-old man to not know what grade his son is in?
Nope.
Nope. Nope. Nope. Nope. Nope. Nope. Nope.
You don't know. You had to Google what grade are 8-year-olds in?
Which means he still doesn't know.
No, it was hazy. I didn't know it off the hip. No, I didn't know it.
Okay,
off the hip? Even when you thought off about it, hip. You didn't know.
You didn't know it off the lip, off the tip, off the hip, off the nip. You didn't know it at all. You're like, and we were just off the air. I don't know what the conversation was about. I said, what grade your son in? He goes, you know, I do not know.
Yeah, it was between second and third. I didn't know.
There's nothing between second and third.
No, it was either second or third.
The gray area in your mind.
Yeah. He's in 2.5. Dude.
We both looked at you like.
Do you still not know? You're not sure, are you? You can Google that 8-year-olds are generally in.
Third grade.
Okay, yeah. Generally in third grade. But we had an 8-year-old who was in first grade? No, your son.
No.
Second grade.
Second.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
You know. What month was your son born?
In April.
Are you sure about that?
Sometimes you get in the August, September, October birthdays.
April 24th.
Okay, I didn't ask today. You're good. You're good. But that doesn't make up for the fact that you do not.
Nope.
Do not know that your son is in second or third grade.
Mm-hmm. No.
You didn't know your girlfriend's middle name. Do you still not know your girlfriend's middle name?
No.
You do not know the future baby mama. Well, she's already
she's current.
She's already the baby mama. I mean, she's got the baby inside her. You do not know her middle name?
No.
Write down for us her last name to see if you know how to spell it. Do it quickly. don't futz about. Get it. Go. Go. Go, go, go. Write it down quickly, quickly. This is a big thing for him.
I know it is.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, he's got it.
Practice makes perfect.
I guess we've asked him 14 times right. From Sunday.
He's figured he better know it.
Is it? I mean, and so please jump into the text. Is it normal for a 31-year-old man to not know? You know, if you were a 71-year-old father of an 8-year-old,
mm-hmm.
Maybe I could understand.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. If you've got an 8-year-old that's 70-some years old, I think you know.
No.
I think you know.
Look at Robert De Niro recently had a baby with a young woman, said, you know, this is not really my thing. I'm glad to be a father, but, you know, I'm pretty hands-off.
Oh.
I would assume most.
You should have kept something else off.
He can fall in love with somebody. He can make love to somebody. He can make a baby with somebody. He can choose not to be participating in the child's life very much.
I think they were in love.
The point. Oh, here we go. We're not talking about this. All I'm saying is that I could understand if the elderly man who starts a new family may not be able to keep up between his adult children and his young children on which ones are which, but you got to know your 8-year-old, the grade that your 8-year-old's in. Do you need to call anybody? Do you need to phone a friend?
I may need to.
Nope. Yeah.
No.
All right. So, we'll get into the game coming up next. Let's see. We're getting some texts. People are like the face where the people are screaming like, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. I know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was our faces yesterday.
Kevin from Dr. Phil has a show about dads like
my
you.
God.
Maury Povich probably has another show about guys like you too.
Yeah.
You're not the father. Oh, wait a minute. No. You are the father of a
8-year-old?
See, he still doesn't want to say the grade that he's in.
Third grader.
Third grader, okay.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
No, you're not.
You have to find out for sure.
Yeah, normal or...
Nope.
Nope. We'll get into mine after the game coming up. Hang on. Star 102.1, Knoxville's number one hit music station. We come back. It's her versus him, Mark versus Kim. The feud as Noah and Sarah will go feud next for Dead Man's Farm Haunted Attraction and Corn Maze. But first, more new music from Doja Cat. She's prolific. It's called Agora Hills. Alrighty, everybody. Star 102.1, her versus him, Mark versus Kim. As we welcome our two contestants, one named Noah, one named Sarah. Today, Noah and Sarah playing the feud for...
two tickets to Dead Man's Farm Haunted Attraction in Corn Maze this year. Dead Man's Farm has unveiled an immersive and captivating narrative about the Bludgeon family. Tickets available at deadmansfarm.com.
All right, good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
Hi, Noah.
Good morning.
All right. Hey, everybody. All right, so we'll start with the ladies. First round with 1 point. Second round, 2 points. Third round, 3 points. Tiebreak and speed round question, if necessary. And away we go. Sarah, top five answers to the board. Yes, give me the most popular answer. Name a candy that is always left uneaten in the bag of Halloween candy.
Tootsie Rolls.
Are the Tootsie Rolls always uneaten in the bottom of the Halloween bag? That got Kim's mouth agape.
Really? I love the Tootsie Rolls.
Strike number one, Sarah. Kim, name a candy always left uneaten in the candy bag after Halloween.
Those peanut butter things, those peanut butter, whatever they are. The Chewies?
I'll need a better answer than the peanut
what
butter.
What are they, Mary Janes or?
Mary Janes.
I don't know what they're called.
Not on the list. Strike number two. Sarah, a candy always left uneaten. In the candy bag after Halloween.
Candy corn.
Is the candy corn on the list? Yeah. It is at number two. Kim, four answers left and one strike to work with.
Necco wafers.
Are those Necco wafers in that bag? Yeah. They are at number four. Sarah, candy uneaten after Halloween. 3 seconds, Sarah.
Dum Dum Suckers.
Dum Dum Suckers. Are the Dum Dum Suckers in there? No. Boys, talk it out.
I'm going to say those little strawberry twisty things.
Marty.
All right, the time for discussion is over. Here we go. Name a candy, Noah, always left in the bottom of the candy bag.
Let's go with Smarties.
Are Smarties on the list?
That is correct.
Yes, Smarties at number five. Whoppers at number one. Number two, candy corn. Number three, Bitto honey. Number four, Necco wafers. And number five, Smarties. Smarties, yes. Always made your tongue swell up, mate. Smarties. All right, here we go. This is Scoremaster Steve.
That is one for Noah, zero for Sarah.
All right, we stay with Noah. Top five answers on the board. Noah, give me the most popular answer. What Halloween costume says, I didn't even try? 3 seconds.
A devil.
Is the devil costume on the list? Did not make. You're just going as Doja Cat this year if you do that. Strike number one. What Halloween costume, Tyler, says, I didn't even try?
Vampire.
Is the vampire on the list? Strike number two. Noah, Halloween costume says, I didn't care. I didn't try.
A doctor.
Is the doctor on the list? Y'all suck. Oh, three strikes. Girls, talk it out for the second and third point.
A ghost.
A ghost sheet. Yeah, a ghost.
What Halloween costume says, I don't care, I didn't even try? Sarah?
A ghost.
That is correct, sir.
Yes! Yeah. And it's number two on the list behind witch. Witch at number one, ghost at number two, cheerleader at number three, superhero at number four, and a pumpkin at number five. All right, Scoremaster Steve.
That is two for Sarah, one for Noah.
All right, Sarah, you get to listen to this and decide if you want to play it or pass it. Round three, top four answers on the board. 100 kids surveyed in 2022... What's the best Halloween candy? Do you want to play that or pass that?
I'll play.
Play it. 100 kids surveyed in 2022. What's the best Halloween candy?
Snickers.
Snickers, she said. Did not make the top four. Did not make the top four. Kim?
Reese's.
Is Reese's on the list? Yes. And it says pieces/cups, so either one works.
Any Reese's.
Any Reese's works. At number four on the list. One, two, three left. Two strikes left. Sarah? What's the best Halloween candy?
M&M's.
Are M&M's on the list? Did not make the top five. Kim?
Sour Patch.
Are the Sour Patch Kids on the list? Yeah! They are at number three. Two answers left and one strike, or the boys get a chance to steal the whole game. Sarah, what's the best Halloween candy according to kids?
Twix.
Is Twix on the list?
That is correct, sir.
Yes, it is at number one on the list. One answer left, one strike. Kim, 3 seconds.
Bubblegum.
Is bubblegum on the list? Strike three. Boys, talk it out for the win.
Warheads, blow pops.
The time for discussion is over. To win the game, Noah, 100 kids surveyed in 2022. What's the best Halloween candy?
I hope it's Skittles.
He said Skittles. Is it Skittles?
That is correct.
Yeah!
Twix, Skittles, Sour Patch Kids, and anything Reese's. Sarah, you played well, darling. Thank you for checking in. We appreciate you.
All right, thank you.
I'll listen to the dejection in her voice. Noah, congratulations. Go get scared over there at Dead Man's Farm Haunted Attraction in Corn Maze. Congratulations.
Awesome, thank you.
Avid listener and top fan Janine saw me recently at a store called... And said that she wanted to save me from myself in our next normal or nope.
I like Janine already.
You haven't been able to do it. I'll ask a question about a certain movie out right now next on Starwater 2.1. 7:51 on Starwater 2.1. Welcome to the Mark and Kim Show. 77 for the high today, 77 tomorrow, 80 over the next 5 days. Yeah, fall. So Janine gave me the, usually if you are, you or I get the, oh my God, Kim, or oh my God, Mark. It always starts with, oh, I listen to you guys, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
It's lovely. Mm-hmm. Okay?
We love that.
This was very urgent. Oh my God, Mark. I turned around at the, and I'm not supposed to say where I was. Because that person asked me not to say.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God.
Why? Were you not supposed to be there?
Oh my God. Oh my God, Mark. You can't go to the Taylor Swift movie by yourself.
Oh.
Normal or?
Nope.
Can I go to the Taylor Swift movie by myself? I mentioned it on the air a couple of days ago or yesterday or something.
I didn't know you were planning on going by yourself.
Me either.
I told you this the other day. Janine heard it.
You said you were going to go, but I didn't think you meant by yourself.
I said, there's nobody who will go with me. There wouldn't be nobody to go with, and I would go in the middle of the day. You know, I get my days fairly free in the afternoon sometimes, and someone else works. So I would go by myself. Oh, you felt that if I had said that out loud, or if you had heard that, trust me, hearing things and me saying things are two separate things, but...
I just assumed you were going to go with your wife. I didn't.
No, I was thinking about going during the middle of the day.
Oh, no, you can't do that. That's like the time you took the camera out and we're going to just take some pictures of some football players with their shirts off.
You know,
that's not
just so you know, don't mischaracterize that.
What did I say wrong?
I'm going to tell you. I went to take pictures of football players. And when they were out there without their shirts on, I didn't take pictures. I didn't go out there to take pictures of football players without their shirts on. That makes it sound like I'm going out there because, oh, did I hear that there's football players without their shirts
on? No, I didn't say that.
You did say that.
I said when you took your camera to take pictures with football players with their shirts off.
That's not what I did.
You showed up to take pictures of football players and
period.
They had their shirts off.
Period.
But
and
you
then
didn't
when they
take
had their,
pictures.
And then when they had their shirts off, I said, you know,
I probably shouldn't,
probably shouldn't do this. And I walked away.
Yes.
I didn't go out there to take pictures of...
I didn't say anything wrong.
Yes, you absolutely
no,
did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you... Look, syntax girl, trust me on this, which is your superpower, syntax. Mm-hmm. Trust me, you did. You botched. You make that sound like it was much more insidious than it was. Point being, Janine, and I guess now you say...
yeah.
Nope.
No, you don't say yeah. You say...
Nope.
Yeah, nope. I assumed you were going to take your wife.
Or my shirt off at the Taylor Swift movie.
No.
G.I. Idol. I do on Starwater 2.1 with the Mark and Kim Show, powered by the Uten Law Firm, 80-80-80-80-80-80-80-80-80. If you call 7780, which I do,
yeah,
that's today, tomorrow, and then 80s until Monday when we'll see 80 again. 71 on Tuesday with some rain chances. The only thing we're getting this feels like fall the next few days.
Has fun gotten too expensive? My son says it has.
Well, when you don't have a job, I guess.
Well, yeah, especially when you don't have a job.
Why doesn't he have a job? That's the real conversation.
We'll get into that a little bit, too.
We'll be back on Star 102.1. it is, ho. It's 8:12 on Star 102.1 with the Mark and Kim Show. We will follow up in the bonus part of the podcast today on normal or nope, as the normal or nope for Yes Man was, is it normal for a man of his age not to know what grade his son is in? And is it normal or nope for a man of my age to have had plans to go to the Taylor Swift Eras movie? By himself. I guess she wanted to say
nope.
Before I got there. So yeah, and then so we have follow up. We've got some texts, and there's a bunch more normals or nopes coming up on the bonus podcast. All the podcast every day, more of the radio show, and then 30 extra minutes on all the podcast apps. Best found in the Star 102.1 app.
Is it normal or not to go get a protein bar?
Or nope.
Nope.
No. To get a candy bar, protein candy bar like thing, and a drink for $12 each.
What's a protein candy bar?
Well, you know, a bar.
A protein bar or a candy bar?
A protein bar.
Okay.
And a drink for $12 each. Depends on where you are.
Well, if you get a $7 coffee at Starbucks, and you get, you know, I don't even know what a Cliff Bar costs. I guess we could ask Will Meyer, who, you know, lives on two of them every single morning of his life.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Well, how much do they cost?
$12 each is
that,
what I said.
And that's fun?
But that was in New York City. And so my son was talking about, you know, gosh, everything is so expensive.
Because he was in New York City.
But it's expensive here, too. And he doesn't have a job. And he had saved up quite a bit of money from when he did have a job. I mean, quite a bit of money. He saved well. And so he's gone through that money because he doesn't have a job. And he was talking, Mom, everything's so expensive. And his other friends who have had jobs and don't have jobs, you come in and out based on the sports you play and the different things they do. So when they have time to have a job, they work. And when they don't, when they're in season for their different sports,
this
they don't.
This is called justification for him not having a job, by the way.
Okay, fine. Call it what you want. But during football season, he does not have time to have a job. Because when you go to school to work out at 6:30 in the morning and you don't get home till 7:30 or 8, when do you work?
7:30 to 10.
When do you do homework?
Midnight.
Yeah, you don't.
Or you don't.
You
like
don't
me?
Have time.
Like me? You yeah. don't?
You don't, yeah.
That's right.
Well, yeah, you know, but it is hard. So anyway, he doesn't have a job right now, but he bought corn popcorners is what he bought, not porn poppers.
He bought porn poppers. Yeah. Is that popcorners. The ones you throw on the ground and they pop and then a naked lady comes popping out?
But like his friends, if you want to have fun, they wanted to go to pro golf the other day. So Pro golf.
What's pro golf?
Top golf.
Oh my God, dude.
So I don't know all the names. I may mess those up, but you know what I'm talking about. They wanted to
porn
go to Top
corners
golf.
And Top golf.
So they wanted to go to Top golf. So what they did is they either cook out or have dinner at one of their homes. You know, so the parents.
Well, somebody has to buy. Somebody has to buy those groceries to cook out with.
Well, okay, but they cook
who's
out.
Who's buying them?
Well, probably the parents. But sometimes they'll go out and get the groceries and they'll cook out or whatever at one of the homes. So they have dinner either before or after at one of their homes and then they go and do the sports.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So they're choosing to not eat out and eat less expensively and then go do their fun. And so
it's easier to eat at home when parents pay for the food.
Yeah.
Right.
But they're finding their way to still do some things, like axe throwing is the fun, and then they eat
expensively. Don't bring mom. She's got the axe facing the wrong way, and then wonders, why? Why is it flying back at me? How dare
well,
it? I mean, she was like, how dare this thing fly back at me?
They wouldn't take me anyway. But we asked on Facebook, has fun gotten too expensive? And how are you saving money or what are you doing to still have fun or what are you giving up? And so y'all had some pretty good answers. So we'll go over those here in just a second.
Fun may be more expensive than ever, and we'll get into your comments coming up next. But gas doesn't have to be. Your friends at Star 102.1, buddy. Go to our website, star1021fm.com. And with our buddies at Food City, we'll pay for gas for an entire year. That's what we do, bud. Mm-hmm. Go to star1021fm.com for your chance to win free gas for an entire year from Food City and Star 102.1. It's 8:32 on this Tuesday morning on Star 102.1.
Has fun gotten too expensive? What do you not do anymore because it's so expensive? Or what are you doing to get the money to do fun stuff? That's what we asked on our Facebook page. And Justin said, fun? I can't afford to live. Jessica says, less dining out, cut back on spending money for my little wants at stores, only buy essentials. And I use my credit card that qualifies for cash back. Put some subscriptions like Hulu on pause.
Wow, it's a really uplifting segment we got going here.
There are some good answers.
It's going to be depressing here shortly.
No, it's not.
I'm feeling depressed already.
Chris says
just like the economy.
Chris says, I'm not Gen Z or Gen X, and it costs $30 to eat a Subway. What happened to the $5 footlongs?
Okay, it doesn't cost one person to eat $30.
No.
No.
Well, he says it does. He says, I know I'm not getting exactly the cheap stuff, but what happened to $5 footlongs?
Okay, nobody's paying for one sandwich. And if you are,
getting on it?
There's no sandwich that you can spend $30 on at Subway. Maybe he's talking about for a family of three or four or whatever.
Yeah.
But certainly not. You don't believe he's talking about one sandwich, do you?
I don't know. I haven't been to Subway in a while. I mean, if you're getting chips and drinks and I don't know.
If you see the tab ring up at $30 for your footlong and a bag of chips and a soda and you don't walk out before you pay,
I'd freak out.
Would you freak out or would you walk out?
Well, we freaked out when, you know, we talked a couple of weeks ago about the $35 at Burger King.
Yeah, but you got two $8 burgers or more with a $10 burger by the time you had the double Whopper.
Mm-hmm. There was one double Whopper.
Two Whoppers. You said your husband and your son both had double Whoppers.
Yeah.
That's two double Whoppers.
And then two orders of fries and three drinks.
Yeah.
Well, me and my girlfriend went to Subway over the weekend and it was about $12 to $15.
Per person.
No.
For each?
Total.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I don't know what he's spending $30 on.
Let's see. Melissa says, not Gen Z, Gen Y here, but we do not go out to eat anymore. Our dates involve monthly shopping at Costco. Oh, they probably run into you.
Maybe.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to save money, too.
And they eat at the cafe for like $2. So that's a nice little date night.
What cafe? At Costco?
Or Sam's. She says Costco or Sam's Club.
What can you get for
Does Costco not have a...
They have a great one. They have great pizza. They got a chicken roll. They got a roast beef sandwich.
Yeah.
Nothing. A hot dog?
Yeah. There's a hot dog $1.99 plus...
Yeah, with a drink, I think.
You get the drink and... Is it all for less than $2?
Yeah, it was $2.50 tops.
Okay. I know it is at Sam's. You can eat real inexpensively.
Sam's.
I like Sam's. Go to the club, you know?
Sam.
They said we used to take multiple trips, like one and 1 week long vacation, but we don't do that anymore. No more new cars. We get fixer-uppers. And lastly, we learn how to do things ourselves instead of paying others to do it.
Where are the comments that are going to uplift me, Kim? Where are the comments that are going to make me laugh?
Carla says, I do YouTube videos so I can repair things on myself, and then I can still go out and do what I want to do.
What if she repairs things on herself? Oh, repairs things herself.
Yeah, she's not doing like plastic surgery. Well, it made it sound like
she's
anything.
Doing things on herself. Rhinoplasty by YouTube. Right.
Stacy says clothes and shoes have to be on sale or a great deal because I still want to look good. Eating out is gone. Vacation's gone. Movies nada. Travel, sports, and the kids are canceled. That one really hurt. But she goes, I'd have more, but I'm starting to sound sad. Mary says, I grew out of the bar scene, so even though I rarely drank, I save money not eating there.
It's a sad segment, Kim. This is very sad. I'm feeling depressed for these poor people.
Well, I'm sorry.
You're sorry for their...
Deandra says, used to go to the movies, but now it's too expensive, so we go to the movies. Now, I liked this one. And we buy the popcorn at the movies and then take it home and stream the movie when it's see online instead. I don't really eat out, and I DoorDash for extra cash. It helps. My job pays the bills, and I have some extra money, but DoorDashing helps me have enough to do the extras. This really wasn't supposed to be sad. It's supposed to help others.
Every answer is depressed. Yeah, I mean, because everybody, think about it. I mean, yeah, things cost a lot of money. What are you doing for fun? No, this is effectively, tell us how you're not having fun anymore. That's what this is about.
But they're still having fun. It's how they're doing it, though. What they're cutting back on is still have fun.
We can't do anything. We can't do anything. We can't do this. We can't do that.
Brittany says, we don't do long just because drives anymore because gas is so high. No more Dollywood.
No, not at all depressing. No.
And we rarely go out to eat. You know, you're kind of right.
I shouldn't hate it because it's always the case. She can argue with me till she's blue in the face and then realize, oh, you know what?
You're kind of right.
Yeah. Yeah. There he is, the large and intimidating Kid Leroy. He scares morning show producers away from asking questions.
He does?
No, dude.
Well, he did kind of look like the Grinch.
He's about 4'12". Okay, yeah. I mean, he's a little feller, wasn't he?
Oh, no, I think he was. Oh, I'm not that tall, but I think he was taller than me.
You think Kid Leroy's taller than you?
I think so. All granted, right. He was sitting down.
Yeah, easy. Could have. Hey, Kid Leroy, let me ask you a question. No. How dare you do something producerly? Like asking a celebrity a question for the morning show.
He was mugging.
Like he was what?
He was mugging me. Like he looked like he was not happy.
mugging you back in the day meant he was jumping you and taking your money off of your...
Yeah, mean mugging.
Mean mugging you. Okie dokie. Tinder will now let your parents weigh in on your matches. This is good stuff. This is a new feature with Tinder, and I'm all about anything making these matchmaking services better for the participants, especially the young women.
No, I agree.
On this. Now, they have a matchmaking option, which allows you to send profiles to family and friends and let them weigh in. Hey, Mom, check this guy out. The idea is that it can help you find out if a potential match passes the friend test. To me, it puts more people on finding out who the guy actually is.
Exactly.
It makes you, like, somebody in your family's like really good at Googling, or maybe, I don't know, knows a private investigator or somebody. Can say, hey, you know, do what you do with this, uncle in the CIA or something, you know.
Now, I did find Blind Mate that used to do this. It was an app that only did this, where you had to get two or more of your friends to agree that you should go out with someone. They swiped for each, you know, for you. You gave so many friends your code.
This is not new then. This is probably just the biggest one, Tinder. Like Facebook picks up all of Instagram stuff or TikToks. Mm-hmm. They all interchange with what they're doing. So yeah, people who you invite to weigh in do not have to have Tinder accounts themselves. And don't worry, they're able to do anything on your behalf. Let me tell you right now, if you're on Tinder and you need our help,
we're happy.
Oh, come on. Bring it.
Oh, yeah.
Bring it. Put the Mark and Kim show, put us on there. We'll tell you if you're going to go out with them or not.
Because I've never once swiped left, right, up, down, whatever. I mean, I'd love to do some swiping.
I'm not sure we get to
somebody.
Swipe. Do you think we get to swipe? Well, you can always log on just for the fun of it. You don't have to do anything.
I don't want
to
do... do you think I want... No.
Start with a 2.1, late night talking. It's Harry Styles on the Mark and Kim show. Morning show podcast available every single day on every single one of the podcast apps. Feel free to find us anywhere. Spotify, Google Music, or I should say Google Podcasts, which will soon enough be YouTube Music. Apple Podcasts. We're on the Star 102.1 app. It's everywhere you want to be, everybody. And 30 bonus minutes every day. We sit around afterwards and we talk about this, that, or the other. There's some things to address concerning segments we've done earlier today, like Normal or Nope. We had some questions about going to see a Taylor Swift movie as a grown man by himself. And sauces at drive-thru fast food restaurants that you didn't pay for. So we'll get into all that coming up.
Essentially, men misbehaving.
Because, you know, only men mess up and do bad things.
Right. No, I'm not saying
you're saying that if I went to the movie by myself, the Taylor Swift Eras movie by myself...
That would be a man misbehaving.
Misbehaving?
That would be a man misbehaving.
Do you understand the term misbehaving then?
A man of your age going to the Taylor Swift movie by himself, yes.
Maybe the decision to do so is maybe ill-advised.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But it's certainly I'm not misbehaving.
No.
There's nothing. See, misbehaving would be saying like I'm going in there for a specific purpose to, you know, because of attractions.
Oh, that would definitely be. Oh, yeah.
Well, we're certainly not talking about that.
No. Well, I was just very loose with, you know, yeah, men misbehaving. I was just being, you know.
Yeah, man.
Why are you taking things so? Yeah.
Why am I saying that you're telling me going to a Taylor Swift movie by myself, which I'm not going to do, by the way. Just get that out there.
Then you're not misbehaving.
Missy,
so why are you taking this so personally?
Because the word misbehave means something very specific, that you're doing something.
But you're not doing that.
If somebody was to, and I can promise you there has been a man who has gone, even at my age, to go to a, gone on his own, even with a crowd in there. I've been talking about going when there's nobody there, like in the middle of a school day.
Which that leaves open for all sorts of misbehaving. We don't want that.
Misbehaving, again. What am I going to do? What do you expect I would be doing in the movie theater that would be then considered misbehaving? You think just the arrival and sitting down to watch a movie is the misbehaving part? What's the misbehavior?
Well, the misbehavior, when I said it, I just meant for the podcast later when we do it, it's going to be talking about the, you know, men misbehaving. And I just meant it in an offhanded kind of way.
Right, but
then you took it to what misbehaving. And I was Tyler was definitely misbehaving. But I was just meant it as a catch-all thing.
Yeah. Yes.
I just meant it as a catch-all kind of thing. Okay. I didn't mean that you were doing anything. You took it all personal. I was just throwing it out there as that. Well, no, I didn't mean you are misbehaving.
As an all-encompassing statement. as in we'll be talking about men misbehaving, and one mm-hmm. of those things is a man of my age going to see the Taylor Swift movie himself.
But you also said that you're not going to do.
Now I'm not, that I think that someone's calling them misbehaving.
But you had already decided you weren't anyway, because so-and-so at the told you she was going to save you from yourself.
Because she thought it wasn't a good idea.
Exactly.
Now that I know it's called misbehavior, I'm certainly not going. I'll just wait for it to stream. But then again, I'll make sure people are around when I watch it, because, you know, I'd hate for that to, you know, be considered wrong or misbehaving.
Right.
Right. Jelly Roll and Need a Favor on Starwater 2.1. Lil Wayne needs a favor. Lil Wayne needs a favor. We are efforting, if you want to call it that, around here. Efforting an interview with the proprietors of the Hollywood Wax Museum in Pigeon Forge. If there's anyone out there listening who knows of this place, knows anyone at this place, we've been kicked up that ladder of, well, we don't necessarily want to talk to you, so here, call our marketing firm.
Don't handle that here.
And this is based on the fact that I guess Lil Wayne is a little upset. And I guess is his nickname, maybe we should have Tyler in here for this. Is his nickname Wheezy F Baby?
Wheezy, Jeezy, I get them confused. I'm sorry.
Wheezy F Baby statue from the Hollywood Wax Museum in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, has exploded across social media, with many recognizing the figure intended to resemble Wayne is close, but no cigar. Now, they don't have a split screen here for me to look at.
Mm-hmm.
And if I saw that, I'd say, oh, Lil Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
Not like I believe that to be Lil Wayne, but I'd say that's a wax figure of Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
The figurine nailed the details of his tattoos, but didn't really nail his face. Many thought looked more like Toosie with dreads than the Young Money boss. Sorry, Wax Museum, but dat bleep ain't me. You tried, though, and I appreciate the effort. So we have called the Hollywood Wax Museum, and they've kicked us up a notch, if you will, to the, well, we don't handle that kind of request here. Call these people. Like, oh, please. Maybe they don't want to talk at all. But this is, it's so much better, though. This wax figure of Lil Wayne is so much better than the white man known as Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah.
The white man, social media users were much less forgiving than Wayne. It's equally merciless as they dragged this, I guess it's a wax museum in France somewhere, maybe Paris, where the looks like Dwayne Johnson, if Dwayne Johnson was Caucasian.
Yeah.
Is this a Madame Tussauds one?
They normally do a much better job on matching.
Oh, no, it's at the Grevin Museum in Paris, in gay Paris. Yes.
And also ran.
For the record, I'm going to have to my team reach out to our friends at Grevin Museum so we can work on updating my wax figure here with some important details, starting with my skin color.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a little light.
It's like, what? I mean, how do you get it that wrong? How do you do that? Are you trying to whitewash him? So funny. So funny. So,
yeah.
You know, we'll see if they want to talk to us at the Hollywood Wax Museum. Because, you know, Hollywood.
All you people want is more, 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 more.
Give me.
More.
Scam artist. We have a legitimate, absolute scam artist. In an upcoming TikTok video, I guess you went back, and this is based on a discussion about sauces at McDonald's. My wife made a good point, though.
What?
All right. So the process of getting sauces and not paying for them was what you chose to do.
Yes.
Okay. At the speaker, you ask for, you buy nuggets or whatever you buy.
Yeah.
Okay. And you say, can I get an extra sauce?
Yeah, or a few or a handful, right. Whichever.
Then you drive up to the first window where you pay, and you say, oh, the sauces cost this much? Well, then cancel the order.
Yeah, or okay. Just take the sauces off of it.
Take the sauces, which is canceling that order for the sauces.
Yeah.
Right, not the whole order, but the sauces order.
Right.
And then when you get to the second window to pick up your food, hey, can I get some sauces for this stuff?
Yeah.
And they hand it to you, and I think you did a video yesterday, because I think we asked you, go out and do this, and we want to see it. So I guess that's coming up on our TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, whatever. But my wife made a good point.
What is it?
Why do you have to ask for sauces at the speaker anyway? Because when you get, think about it, when you get your chicken nuggets, it comes with a sauce. They say, what sauce do you want? You say sweet and sour. They'll put a sweet and sour. If it's a 6, I think they give you 1. If it's a 10, they probably give you 2. If it's a 20, they probably give you 3 or 4. Why are you even saying anything about extra sauces at the speaker to then cancel them at the window when you could just pay what you pay at the window, go up to the second window where you pick up and just say, can I get some sauces?
Because what we had ordered was not chicken nuggets. It was McChickens and double cheeseburgers.
So not something that normally comes with sauces.
Right, yes.
What sauce are you adding to a double cheeseburger?
Well, I had gotten the new sweet and spicy sauce that they have on the menu right now.
To put on a cheeseburger?
Yeah, I was just going to try it out. And then my girlfriend, she wanted to get honey mustard for her McChicken.
Then can't she just ask for, can I get a McChicken with honey mustard? Can you just say that? Will they make it like that?
That's a good question.
Yeah. I mean, maybe they will.
But what if you don't want it on the whole thing? What if you're just wanting to try it and you just want to dip a little bit in it, though?
Well, she wouldn't order it with it if she didn't know that she liked it. Now, if you're just doing a taste test experiment, that's fine. But then eventually, if she likes it, oh, hey, maybe I can have just ask, hey, can I have honey mustard on that, please?
Now, that makes sense.
They'll probably just give you the honey mustard to put on yourself.
Right.
Now, I can order a quarter pounder with cheese and add mac sauce because I do that all the time.
Oh.
Mac sauce to me is like, you know, it's like what makes an In-N-Out burger an In-N-Out burger is the mustard, onion that they cook it in, and then their topping is a kind of Thousand Island Russian dressing kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Ketchup, mayonnaise, relish, or whatever
they call it? The mac sauce or...
At In-N-Out Burger, mm-hmm. they probably don't call it mac sauce, dear.
Oh, okay.
The Big Mac is at McDonald's. You know the one with 2 all-beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. But
does it have onions?
Right. Is there onions on it?
But what do they call it? I mean, do they call it their special sauce, their secret sauce, their whatever? Do you just...
I think that everything comes with it.
Oh, okay.
No, you call it animal style when you want the sauce and everything on it, the way they cook it and everything else. So mm-hmm. I'm not actually sure what the sauce is called because we don't have one here.
So you could just say, and that sauce? I mean, they know what you're talking about?
And that sauce.
Well, I don't know.
Or house sauce.
But there was only a way in which we could look up what the sauce at In-N-Out Burger is called.
Now,
I know
you can have
an animal style, which means, you know, with the mustard, onion, that they cook the hamburgers in, mm-hmm. and you can also have animal style like on your French fries and other things, but what the actual sauce is called, I do not know. Is it called In-N-Out sauce?
In-N-Out spread.
In-N-Out spread. There you go. So now the answer is at hand.
Because I'm thinking if you say it there, they probably know. I just didn't know.
So. Now, I know for the honey mustard and the barbecue sauce at McDonald's, they come in little packets, and I highly doubt that they're going to open them up and throw them on the burger for you.
That's what I'm saying. More than likely, they won't unless they have something else on the menu that takes spreadable honey mustard sauce, like a wrap.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. They may have a vat in there of stuff they have.
And now the mac sauce, I'm sure it's like in a condiment bottle. Yeah. And they just squeeze it out onto it.
That's what I'm thinking. They've got machines that just squirt it down
or whatever the case. Yes. So who knows if they've got honey mustard? If they're doing like a wrap, like a honey mustard wrap, which I don't think they're doing. If they're doing that, then they'll have it available to put on a burger or a chicken sandwich or whatever, and can do that. So beyond just doing taste tests and samples or trying to think that you're getting ahead of the world by scamming them out of their sauces, you don't even have to say anything at the speaker and just at the second window say, can I get some sauces?
Yeah.
And they'll hand you some sauces because they must not, unless somebody has come across them saying, well, you didn't pay for these. If you want to come in and pay for them, you can.
I'm thinking they've got that time thing running mm-hmm. all the time. You know, we've heard that they have to get people, or they're supposed to get people through the drive-through in a certain amount of time.
Do you remember when they used to have the clock outside so you would see?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they don't do that anymore.
No, I know they don't. Mm-hmm. But I think inside they still have amounts that they're supposed to get you out.
Well, then they're failing every time because fast food lines are taking longer than ever before.
Yep.
They are.
Chick-fil-A especially.
But they're still asking you to pull forward or pull over into a spot or whatever, so that their times aren't so far over in most places. But I think they've got so many things on their mind as far as to get them through and to just move through people that they're just like, sure, and they just hand you the sauces and they get you to go. But I think if enough people try to pull that, they're going to say, wait a minute.
I can promise you people have been pulling it forever.
Yeah.
And the people working there, here's the thing. these employees don't give a shit about those jobs, and they don't give a shit about the company, and they certainly don't give a shit about you.
But the inventory people will, or the management will, or the whoever, the owner.
And so, and they get talked to, and they say, hey, by the way, don't give sauces out the window when somebody asks for sauces. And you know what they're going to do the next time somebody asks?
Still hand sauces out the window.
So it doesn't matter if management talks to you. You think they give a damn about management? They don't give a damn. But the scam artist that is Tyler now has unveiled a new scam that he pulled, which kind of did irk me a bit as someone who pays $120 a year for the business membership or the upgraded or executive membership or whatever that got me 4% on gas purchases, got me longer warranties. I was getting ready to buy some televisions for the new house. And mm-hmm. so I said, well, let me get the executive, which added, I think, a year or two to the warranty of the mm-hmm. television if I bought it on the credit. All this stuff that is bonused to the member. That's an executive level. But then there's the $60 a year I think you pay just to get into the Costco.
Yeah.
When I found out just a little while ago that scam artist, yes man, Tyler Gann is using someone else's card to get into the Costco, which they've just, it's been in the news, and they have been diligent at the line to pay that you've already presented your card to get in. And that's a quick flash. They don't really do it. But when you're in line, they look at your card, and on the back of the card, it's or on the front of the card. I don't have the regular card. I got the card attached to the credit card, so my picture is on the back of the credit card, and they look.
Mm-hmm.
And you're telling me that because who? Your girlfriend's mother?
My girlfriend's mother has a Costco membership, and in her ID or Costco membership card, she has a COVID mask on. And just from the eyes, I guess they can't.
How in the world did they take her picture with a mask on?
Because apparently she had refused to take the COVID mask off because she took.
Then they should have told her, I'm sorry, lady. You're 6 feet away from anybody. You can take your freaking COVID mask off, which didn't do a damn thing for you, by the way, and get your picture made at Costco, or else you don't get the Costco membership. She got it. Did she raise enough of a stink?
I guess so. That's what my girlfriend had told me. She raised.
Although this is a person that did raise a stink with the Mark and Kim show once about something. So we, maybe we understand that.
Did she do this with the thought of letting her daughters use her card somewhere down the line? Ooh. Because they have
scam artists learning from a scam artist?
I personally don't think so. She had just now given her the card here recently, and
no, what she's saying though is when you're maybe possibly future mother-in-law or the grandmother of your baby.
Mm-hmm.
Was insisting upon being photographed with the mask on was for the hope that others could use her card.
Because their eyes look just enough alike, or, you know.
Because that's what you said to us, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That your girlfriend looks enough like her mother.
Right.
I mean, they could pass the eyes pass. Because the picture's a small little
shitty picture. And even if they didn't, I'm sure, like, you can't really tell that much of a difference with that small of a picture and that just that much face showing.
So did she think, well, if I can get my picture taken with the mask on, you know?
No, she didn't.
Very possible. I have no idea.
Well, he's saying no. He doesn't think that's the case. Okay. But nonetheless, beyond all that, beyond the pitching of a fit over not taking off her COVID mask. God, these people. is the fact that you're using a Costco card when you're not a member.
Right.
Yeah, I have a problem with that.
Well, I was kind of curious.
But then again, I'm also the guy that refills a soda way up 81. Mm-hmm. So, I mean,
we can all have problems with something somebody else does, but we probably do something that somebody else has a problem with.
Sure.
My question at this point is just the things that we've heard just this week and last. At what point do you graduate from a scam artist to a con artist? Because
what's the difference?
I don't know. Con artist to me sounds a little bit,
you mean criminal,
harder. Yeah, it sounds a little bit harder.
You think that we know everything about Tyler?
No.
Do we think you know everything about me?
No.
Do we certainly know we don't know everything about you.
No.
It's half of the shit we get is a lie, so.
It's kind of one of those things that, you know, you ask the right questions, the right stuff comes out. Sometimes we don't even have to ask the right questions. It's stuff comes out.
If he's stealing product and if he's entering some place that is a subscription membership place.
Well, they're not stealing product. They're buying product.
Okay, they're buying product at a price that is lower because
of the membership that they don't have.
Because the money that pays membership dues also helps to offset the costs, these lower costs that you can experience, and you're taking advantage of a situation that you've not paid for. Mm-hmm. To me, That is stealing. Yes, and when I refill my cup in Roanoke and Washington, D.C. and, you know, Westchester, New York on my way up, you know, yes, using the same cup, that's stealing. Harmless. And I'm not going to say one is any worse than the other.
No, that's what I'm saying.
But you can't say that it's not stealing. That's the thing. You can't say that it's not stealing.
And now, I did almost get caught.
How?
Towards the end. Now, I mean, I didn't think anything of it, but I used a Discover card.
Okay, hold on. So you used a credit card that wasn't your own?
No, I used a Discover card, and apparently Costco does not accept Discover cards at all.
Well, then how did you use it?
No, I ended up using my Visa. Register.
I don't know the F you're talking about.
No, I used a Discover card in the machine to pay for all the stuff. And once I did that, it just wouldn't work. So one of the workers had to come over and say, oh, we don't accept Discover. So it raised flags for the employee to come over and... like investigate
what flag?
A little
okay,
bit
what
further.
Flag? Oh, that you're there without a... Did he ask to see your membership card?
No, because we could have just paid for it and went, but because it doesn't accept Discover, the employee had to come over there and get closer to us and
could have possibly seen that you're not a member.
Right.
So y'all are sweating it at that point, right?
Well, she was.
But the Discover card... Okay, so the Visa card wasn't your mother-in-law's Visa/Costco card.
No.
So you just they're not going to look at the name on the credit card to see who's paying for their. All they care about is that you've already swiped a membership card to start the process.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot start a checkout without showing to the computer they'll scan it. They'll either hit it with a gun or you have to hold it up if you're in self-service. You have to hold it up and then it'll identify, okay, and then you put that away, or with me, I have to pay with that same card because my membership card is the credit card that I use there.
Mm-hmm.
Your card is just a membership card, and you put that away. You weren't almost caught.
Oh, I didn't know how the whole process works.
Well, when you showed the card to start the transaction before the purchase, you weren't using that card any further. You weren't going to pay with that card.
No.
So you put that card away, or your girlfriend put that card away. So there was no chance. It's not like they the name on the card is somehow hovering in the sky above your head, look, it says Tyler Gann on here, and it's you know hobbado gubbado gubbado on the card.
Just gave them another reason to come over.
Oh, you're just a nervous Nelly.
But once you're doing something wrong,
sure, right.
You're thinking everything is pointing towards, oh my gosh, we're gonna get caught.
Yeah, but he's always trying to scam. But he's trying to scam every system.
Yeah.
He's trying to scam every system.
Yeah.
I would assume this is look. You thought there would be some positive outcome to even giving somebody $10 by Cash App at a parking lot. Like you thought for your $10 that you are getting a gold ring off of this man's finger. There's nothing you do that you don't think that you are not trying to make out with. I don't mean the girls. I mean you're trying like, oh, if I give him this $10, I'll get a gold ring maybe worth 50 or 100 or whatever. And
right.
then I could sell that, and this will see. You're always trying to get something over.
But at the same time, I thought I was being helpful to somebody.
You only
who
thought
had
you were being helpful to the point
goal.
Where you knew you were getting something out of being helpful.
Yeah, because I mean, I had no obligation to help this person I've never
met
in my life.
You generally people walk away from scam artists in Walmart parking lots. You decide to give them the Cash App, but you wouldn't do it. You didn't do it just out of the graciousness of your heart. You did it thinking, oh, well, this $10 is going to get me a gold nugget ring that he's given you off of his finger.
Worst case, I get $10 in brass.
But,
do you see what I'm saying, though? Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
So this is not the only thing that he's probably scamming. It's just the only thing that he's dropped on us or we've asked the right question and got the right answer on. I think we got a new name. Scam Man Tyler Gann.
Uh-oh.
Scam Man. I promise you, the Scam Man's at it. Yeah, we got to come up with a song. The Scam Man. He's just the Scam Man. Dude, it's just trying to always get over.
It's trying to get ahead.
Well, but getting ahead.
That's pushing you farther back, isn't it?
Getting ahead in the Walmart parking lot. see what happens? You get a brass ring.
Yep.
You know,
and
always reaching for the brass ring, not the gold ring. The brass ring.
But you're talking about the brass ring, and you said you even in the Walmart parking lot, you're thinking you're going to get ahead, you know, for that $10 from the Cash App. But for $10, you had to know, I mean, capital, K-N-O-W, that you weren't really getting gold or anything. You had to know that.
No. Yeah, I was pretty sure it wasn't.
So, and you said from the very beginning telling that story that you were in a good mood and you thought you were helping somebody or whatever, the man in the SUV with his kids. So I feel like somewhere maybe you do think you're helping somebody, but I don't know. It's like, why? I don't know.
Because he handed it to me in my car, and the position I was in, I could have took off out of the parking lot, but I wasn't going to do that.
I mean, with his item.
Yes. Like, if I was, like, to do something or try to get ahead in that way, I could have done that, but I'm not that type of person. So I stayed there, and I sent him the money.
He's not that type of person.
But he's got the get-rich-quick scheme mentality about him.
Yeah, I can see that. I totally get what you're saying on that. But I'm just like, even, I don't know, why not, if, I don't know.
All right.
I don't know. I'm a little confused on your thinking sometimes. I mean, I get that you feel like you're helping somebody.
Hold on. You're confused on his thinking sometimes?
Well, okay, a lot of the times. But
and the ring looked familiar. I'd seen it from social media or whatever. It's just the type of ring it was. It had a crown on the top of it, on the top of the ring.
Yeah, we saw the ring.
And then it looked like watch links down the side. Uh-huh. And I knew that that's a Rolex ring. Because they do have rings.
Let's continue with the second part of the conversation. Because, you know, when you find yourself trying to get over, make sure you jot it down so you don't forget.
Okay.
If you could. If you say to yourself, wow, look at me, I'm trying to get over. I'm trying to get ahead in a, I won't say nefarious way, but certainly an atypical way, let's just put it that way, where
if you're being scammed,
if you think giving $10 cash app to some panhandler in the parking lot is going to get you a $50 ring and that I could sell on eBay or I could sell to somebody else for $50, that's not getting ahead. That's just chasing your tail is what that is. The other thing that we talked about this morning was normal or nope. We did some normal or nopes. His normal or nope, is it normal or is it nope that he's this age, 31 years old, and doesn't know what grade his son is? It's a strong nope. Someone had to remind me or felt that they were saving themselves or saving myself from me, helping me save myself from me. What am I trying to say? Help save me from myself by not going to the Taylor Swift Eras movie by myself, let's say 11 o'clock showing on a Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Janine at the Cross Crow said that she was
getting more and more clear every time you
save
don't
me.
Say
well,
clearly.
We're on the podcast now. We've already been talking about Costco. And I was there and she goes, you know, oh my God, Mark. I'm like, yes, hi. You know, you can't go to the Taylor Swift movie by yourself. I'm like, had I mentioned that? She goes, yeah, you said you were going to go by yourself like middle of the day. And so I can't go because no matter when I go, even if I go to the first showing on a Wednesday, there could be, what, teen girls in there by themselves? Is that the consideration?
Well, I'm thinking they're going to be at school, here? Though.
Is the what's the problem with a grown-ass man of my age going to see the Taylor Swift Eras movie? And I just and let me tell you the reason why. I'm not that interested in it. I don't really care that much about Taylor Swift music. I love what she's doing as a cultural icon. I love the fact that she ain't starting out songs that say, what it is, ho. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay? She's not starting out songs, what it is, ho.
Yeah.
You know, and then, you know, sublimating herself in these songs, you know, under men and, you know, talking about their bodies. She doesn't do that. So yeah. I appreciate that. But I did pop my head in to see the movie while we were waiting to see this for the screening of our movie, which I didn't stick around for, but I was wildly impressed with the production quality, to the point where I even asked my neighbor, who is a Taylor Swift head, if that's or so. I guess that's not a word for it. That's a sneaker head.
Swifty.
And I said, "Is the serpent that climbs over the stage in the movie that I saw when I poked my head in for a few minutes, that big massive serpent?"
Yeah.
Can I finish what I'm going to say, please? Thank you. Is the serpent CGI'd or did that happen during the actual concert? She goes, no, it didn't happen during the concert. And she's seen the movie since. And she said, that's a CGI thing. I thought it was like this lighting display. I thought it was like, whoo, wow. So that's not the only reason I would go to the movie.
It's not the only reason, because didn't you the other day just say that, it was the most beautiful backup dancers you had ever seen
in
your life?
I saw three or four women that were
the most beautiful.
Some of the most beautiful women I'd ever seen
in your life.
Mm-hmm.
That were the backup dancers for Taylor. I was like, wow,
that's
those are some really beautiful women. Matter of fact,
I'm
some
surprised
of the,
you even noticed the serpent with the
well, you know, things, things can be mutually exclusive, my dear. And when there's a wide shot of the entire stage and it looks like a massive serpent is slithering all over the stage, I wondered, is that a lighting effect that happened for the people in the theater or in the stadium or arena, or was that something CGI? And she says she didn't think she she saw that during the show, and she'd been to five of them. So she knew that that was just a CGI thing. And that's just a question I asked. Mm-hmm. I did not ask her if it would be okay if, in fact, a some-odd-year-old man, 50-some-odd-year-old man, showed up at the theater by himself to watch the movie.
I bet she'd go with you.
Yeah, let me start dating my neighbors. That should
go over. It's a date. She's your neighbor.
I'm going to go out with my neighbor. Hey.
You're not going to go out with your neighbor. Let's go to the movie.
And by the way, don't mention it to the wife.
I want to see it. I could go with you. Yes. Nobody would ever believe anything was weird about that. I mean, no, it's just us.
Look, when 10 o'clock rolls around and...
So here he goes again.
Here I go. What?
He really doesn't like me.
Who says I don't like you?
Well, you don't want to ever see or talk to me after we leave this room. I mean, you know.
Do you and I, like, so you and I didn't text all afternoon yesterday?
We did a little, yes.
Okay.
I wouldn't say all afternoon, but nobody wants to do that.
Okay. Do we not text most every, if there's something comes up, do we not?
We do, but I mean, I always feel like I'm, you know.
I
have to debate. Do I want to send this or do I not want to send this?
Okay, now you're making shit up for the podcast.
No, I'm not making it so up. I don't really want to be bothered.
If it's something that needs to be talked about for the show, I've said to you, I've said to him, yes. I've said to everybody that's been on the show, it's a 24-hour-a-day job. I've never given you any. Have I ever said to you, don't text me after 10 o'clock?
No.
Okay, exactly. Either. So don't make up shit.
But I
because
mean,
I don't. You know what? You are going to piss me off.
The
now.
Only one time. You're,
okay, this is real stuff.
Yeah, I know.
I'm about to be pissed
because
you're making it sound like I'm an asshole when I'm not. So don't make it sound like I'm an asshole.
The only one time that I did send something and you said, it's the weekend, we'll talk about it Monday. And I was
right,
like, okay.
Because if it's not something specifically that we need to talk about for the Monday show, yeah, sometimes on a weekend I don't want to be bothered. Neither do you sometimes. But don't make me sound like an asshole when I'm not an asshole.
I'm not trying to do that. Yes, I'm just saying.
And as has been described for 23 years on this show, that if we start hanging out together too much, if we start going to the same movies and go to the same restaurants and hang out after work together, then guess what? We have nothing to talk about when we see each other the next day. And you agreed to that from the very beginning, the Regis and Kathy Lee thing.
But this
don't
one
see
movie,
each other before the show.
But this
I'm
one
not
movie,
going
I'm,
to a movie with you. I've been to 3 or 4 movies with you, and you fall asleep every time.
Well, so, I might fall asleep in this too.
Okay, so then why should I go with you?
Because I want to see this movie.
Then
my
go.
My husband cares nothing about seeing it.
Okay,
nothing.
I'm not. You know,
my
not,
son might. Go, but when does he have time? I'd have to go to a late movie, and we know how that works out. I'd fall
when
asleep.
You and then she'll say, well, no one can make you sound like an asshole. Mm. It's, you know, I'm like, no, you can make me sound like an asshole when you say, you don't ever want to talk to me. You don't like me. Well, that's not true, because if I didn't like you, you know where I'd be?
You
somewhere
just
else.
Said we don't need to go to a movie together. I'm just saying what you're saying.
Just because I'm not a part of your circle doesn't
necessarily. I'm trying to make you part of my circle.
Maybe I don't want to be a part of your circle. Maybe I just want to be somebody that gets here every morning and then can treat every conversation like a brand new conversation, not that when we've already had in text or had in person.
But you I was agree? Serious about this movie. I would go see this with you if right. you because I want to see it. Nobody
now
wants to
I don't
see
want
it.
To see the movie anymore.
At all.
Everything about the movie, from going by myself as a 58-year-old man to, you know, quote, misbehaving, as you heard earlier
that
in the show.
That was a catch-all thing. That's all I was saying.
Catch-all. It caught my attention.
I think
caught all
men misbehaving. All. It was you and Tyler. I just said it as a catch-all thing.
Yeah, but you, but by
you took it to the
okay. If you have labeled two things as misbehaving, and one of them is me going to see a movie by myself as misbehaving, I want to know what's the misbehavior. It's a viable question. It's
just
a valid.
Just going to a movie in the middle of the afternoon that a lot of girls could be at, but they're also going to be in school. I don't see it as a problem so much.
And did we not just have a Facebook post and a segment about what's that cool time that your parents took you out of school for something fun?
Well, that's true. But how many is going to? Well, I guess
it doesn't matter. All it has to be is one.
Well,
one group of teenage girls sitting there and one 58-year-old man sitting in the back of the theater, because that's where I sit.
Why would you sit in the back if you're in there by yourself?
I sit in the back no matter who's in the theater.
Do you really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, guess
what? Because you won't go to a movie with me.
When have you asked me to do a movie that I haven't gone?
Just now.
Other than now, when have you ever asked me to go do anything?
We don't like the same movies. You don't like movies. We've seen Spider-Man. We've seen
is not
big
traveling,
fat Greek wedding.
Is not traveling to foreign countries with you enough? I mean, truly, I mean, we have traveled together. You have embarrassed me in airports and airplanes. I have been on the road with you. I've watched you and your husband swell up like, you know, with water weight gain.
I didn't swell up. Okay, my husband,
you know,
did.
I mean, you know, what is the perfect relationship that you'd like with me? Do you want me to be at your house every weekend like all of the rest of your friends? Do you want me to be...
All the rest of my friends are not at my house every weekend.
Well, you've never invited me to your home, so...
I told you, you're welcome anytime.
Is that an invitation, though?
And yeah, I've invited you for Thanksgiving. I'm not going to do that. I've invited you.
The point I'm making is I prefer the relationship the way it is.
Well, that's fine.
And the day we retire is the last day I ever talk to you.
See?
And that's obviously just a joke.
See, I can't imagine that.
You'll always have my wife. Just remember that.
At least I'll have that.
You'll have each other.
I've been texting her this morning.
I don't even want to know why. Why are you texting my wife?
Well, you said you didn't want to know why.
I'm afraid to know why. Not.
We're taking care of business.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Another thing. See, my wife doesn't realize, just like she doesn't realize, mm-hmm. or she realizes because I've told her, the day I retire is the last day I see my wife, too. So, you know, I'm just off.
That's why we have to have each other.
That's right. You got each other, at least. I don't know what we're up to, but I'm pissed. I got to go. Goodbye.